When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
It's Friday, November 3rd, and it looks like all of the art sound offs that I record this month, at least right now, it's looking like I'm going to be doing them all on my phone after all. What do I mean? Well, the prompt today, if you go to artsoundoff.com, this art journaling challenge that Rob Stenzinger and I of leanintoart.com have put out there, today was tell a story about your day. Well, here's a little story about my day. About half hour ago, I thought, I'm going to try recording today's entry on my desktop computer. Well, my desktop computer happens to currently be my my VAIO Z Canvas, which is like, it's kind of like a Surface Pro tablet computer. It's a very strong one. I mean, it's got like 16 gigs of RAM. It's got a really strong processor. It's a peppy little thing. But I've never recorded podcasts on it before. It was really, I was treating it as my art station, and then my Mac was my podcasting station. Well, the Mac died, so time to start trying to get all that same software running on my PC. And there's a little bit of a growing pain there, and it's looking like I don't think I'm going to have the time to figure that out before the end of the month. Not with everything else I got going on. this is one of those... There's a lot of trade-offs happening today, and I think are going to be happening throughout the month. This, as I've said in past Thunder Punch Dailies, this is my busy season, or one of my busy seasons. Good problem to have. Very good problem to have. I am grateful to be so busy. But it means that in the face of any kind of unforeseen calamity, like a computer's logic board failing, I have to pick and choose what battles I fight. And given that I have a reliable solution in the form of this iPhone recording app, Hindenburg Mobile, which is what I'm using, I don't need to solve this problem right away. I can do the Lean Into Artcast just fine. I just can't record directly into Ableton Live like I used to, at least not until I figure out why it's not behaving as well on my PC. The other thing I've got going on today, telling stories about my day, and you know, the prompt is like, you'll never believe it, what happened to me today. I don't have that story today outside of hitting the afternoon mark on my emergent task planner saying like, let's try to fix Ableton on my PC. And then there's a little frowny face after that. That's the end of the story. I wrote a frowny face in my emergent task planner notifying me that, nope, you didn't solve the problem. Upon finishing this journal entry, I have to start practicing a talk that I'm doing this weekend. I don't want to go into detail as to what the talk is just yet. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it. It's not a professional talk. It's a talk I'm doing for like a community group in town. But I want to do a good job of it. I feel the same obligation I would were at a professional gig. I want to do my level best, and It's something I'm well versed in talking about. Guess what they're asking me to talk about? You know, something to do with creativity, right? This isn't something where I'm going to talk about something outside of my my expertise, but there's still, what's funny is, and I guess this is where I can get to sharing, what I struggle with personally, in an effort to, maybe this will be useful for other people to hear. That we all encounter this. I, as an aside, as a way to like frame this up, I was just talking with a student the other day about this, 13-year-old kid talking about how nervous and anxious they get about starting a drawing, and if it's not going to go well, and they get partway through, and it's not going great, and they get discouraged. And I said, well, you know, first of all, that never goes away. I'm sorry to tell you, you know, here I am, much older than you, and I encounter that all the time. But the good news is that you learn to manage it. And I started talking about with the student about how to overcome this hump, pushing through and what to look forward to. And, this is why you take a class, is that you get to sit next to me and I get to, you know, help cheer you on and offer you encouragement as well as advice on how to get around these creative problems. And I think that helped. I think. You never can tell until way later sometimes. But it seemed like at the time it was doing some good. But this is all to say that, like, sometimes I think it's worth sharing what's challenging and how one encounters those challenges again and again as a way to reassure and encourage everybody else who's doing this stuff that you aren't alone. Your particular challenge is not so special that nobody else has ever experienced this before. I'm borrowing language from a friend when I just said that last sentence. So what am I struggling with? I know I can do this talk. And I'm laughing out of frustration because I'm like angry with myself. Like, I know I can do it. I've done talks before. I've done thousands of hours of podcasting. I can talk about things. But the thought of stopping what I'm doing to record, because like what I usually do when I do a talk is I'll record myself walking through the talk. I'll walk through it like 3 or 4 times, maybe 5 times out loud on my own. And then I turn on a mic and I record it. And then I'll listen to that talk a few more times. It's sort of to help me memorize it and get the rhythm of it and everything. I want to make sure my jokes land where they're supposed to. The thought of doing that initial walkthrough, there's just like that resistance kicks in. I'm like, ugh. This is going to be hard. And it is, and it should be. Otherwise, why do it? You know? It's not worth it. So, yeah. And you know what? I betcha when I talk to you tomorrow, I will have, you know, some thoughts on, yep, practice it. I feel good about it. It's going to go great. And then after I do it, I'm going to be like, yep, it went great. I feel happy about it, or at least relatively comfortable about it. So there's that, I guess, is that having gone through it enough times, I know I can expect these things on the other end. And let's suppose the worst case scenario happens. Let's suppose it's like that Dr. Katz episode where Dr. Katz is performing a eulogy and he completely breaks down, not with crying, but with laughter because he just can't control himself. And then he comes back and sits down and Ben, his son, says to him, "Oh, I thought you were going to save it, Dad, but you didn't." That's the worst that could happen, right? It's just a talk. It's a talk in a community group. The worst that's going to happen is I kind of embarrass myself a little bit and hopefully have a great story afterwards. But I think that's an outside chance that I blow it that bad. Anyway, but that doesn't take away that initial resistance to starting. Starting things is always, always hard. But that's what makes it interesting and fun. Okay, who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Droz on Instagram, and again, Art Sound Off Challenge, hashtag Art Sound Off online. You can follow along with everybody else who's been playing the game and checking in with audio essays. There's some great ones out there. You should check it out if you haven't already. And I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember everybody.
Today, Orko was being chased by an evil robot. Orko was very frightened, but in the end, he overcame his fear and helped He-Man defeat the robot. All of us are frightened at one time or another, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Fear is natural. It makes us aware of possible danger. Without fear, we'd wind up in all kinds of trouble. So never feel guilty because you're afraid. Listen to your fears. They'll help you stay out of trouble. Until later. Bye now.